Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
One of the greatest preachers I've ever heard, I told this story, he used to pastor a church, the Golden Triangle, a big church, and he was one of the greatest preachers I ever heard, and he became a personal friend of mine, and I attended his funeral a few years ago. But he was preaching a sermon, and he said, I had a sin that I committed. This, he said, since I was pastoring, and he said, every time I prayed, I would lead my prayer with, God, forgive me with that. And he said, finally, God said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, the first time you asked me, it went under the blood. I hadn't seen it, heard of it since. I don't know what you're talking about. But me being a carnal human being, I was not rejoicing that his sin was under the blood. I'm saying, what could this great man of God done? And that's been 40 years ago. I'm still wondering. He's dead. And I'm still wondering. I wonder what he did. That's just human nature. You don't want to get trapped by human nature. The Bible said you're a partaker of a divine nature. You've got to defeat your human nature and let your divine nature come out all the time. Your human nature will condemn your mama, your brother, your neighbor, your sister, and when it ain't through there, it'll condemn you. You got to get rid of that human nature and soar up above it like an eagle. I'm above all of that. And so praise God. When I disobey, the devil uses that. So I've got to become obedient to the Word of God, and I work on that every day of my life. I want to be obedient, that my fruit would remain. And he said, if your fruit remains, then whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, it calls faith fruit. I want my faith to remain. I don't want to just come out here and they sing a song I really like. I have a guest preacher. I'm listening to Pastor Brandon on Wednesday. Woo! Listen to Pastor Becky on Thursday. Woo! As Jerry Clower would say. Oh, that's exciting. And my faith just flashes up. I don't want that. I want my faith to remain. Remain when I'm attacked by the devil. When I'm in the affairs of the world. When I'm doing, I want my faith to remain. And obedience is what causes your faith to remain. He said, I will rebuke the devourer in Malachi 3:11. People that don't like to tithe and don't like to give offerings, they get so fixated on that part about tithing that they don't get the rest of it. I'm not fixated on the tithe and offering. I fixate on what he said. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Praise God. Because I'm obedient, the devourer comes every day. Every day. The Bible said he's an accuser of the brethren. Not the sinner, the brethren. He's an accuser of the people that are saved every day. But God said, if you're obedient, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Your fruit's going to remain. You know, the problem that most people have is that their fruit, their faith, is aborted. And they don't have what they need to face the trial the devil comes. But retaining your fruit is what allows you to be victorious, and you can ask what you will in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will receive it. But if you're disobedient, your faith comes and goes. There's an ebb to it. It's not constant. It's one of the greatest things you can say about the Christian. There's a woman that wrote a song that President Clinton had her to sing in the White House a couple of times. She's a Pentecostal lady, a wonderful lady, I think. I've never met her. But she called somebody and said, can you set up an appointment with Steve Fender? Or me? I want to meet him. And they called me and said, can we set up an appointment? I said, to what purpose? Well, she just wants to meet you. I said, no. If there's not a purpose, I don't need to meet her. So I never met her. But they said, she said, what kind of a guy is he? And it was my brother-in-law she was talking to. And he gave me the greatest compliment. I never forgot it. He said, he is the most steady person I've ever met. And he said, I've known him all these years, and every time I've talked to him, he is the same. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not, but I've told you two or three times. I don't know why this just keeps coming up. I just love lovable liars. I just love people that compliment. Don't you like people that compliment you? So I don't know if that's true about me, but it's true about the woman I live with. Becky is the same all the time. She's not mad and then happy. And there's a downside to that because we don't get a makeup. I hear about some of you that fight a lot and you make, we don't get a makeup all the time like y'all do. But she's the same all the time. And I'm talking about just in our relationship, but also in her faith. Her faith does not waver. Remember what James said about faith? He said, if you waver, you're not going to receive nothing from the Lord. He was talking about your faith remaining. And so lack of obedience aborts faith, where you have to come back and get it all over again. Having to come back and getting faith all over again will not make you a person of faith. It'll make you the biggest kid in the first grade. Your knees will bump the desk. You just have to keep coming back. And I pastor people that come right through those doors right there. They have to come to Living Way and get their faith again. They lose it out there because they're not obedient. And they come back and get it. But I pastor other people that are sitting right here in this building that you never lose your faith. You are such a soldier of God and such a disciple of Christ that you follow God every day. And any disobedience, there's a difference in disobedience. The Bible talks about willfully disobeying and unwillfully disobeying. There are people in this building, if they disobey God, it was a mistake. You know, mistake and sin are not synonyms. You don't understand that. They are today in the charismatic world. They say, if you feel like you've made a mistake, killing the guy at the bus stop was not a mistake. That was a real sin, sir. It's not a mistake. It's a sin. But there are people that follow the Lord so closely, if they're disobedient, it is really a mistake. And they're quick to correct that mistake. Now, those are the people that their fruit remains. And so I tell you that one of the ways that I excite my faith is being obedient to the Word of God. Once I know I've been obedient to the Word of God, I just feel like a giant. I feel like David. I just feel like, wow, I could kill that giant. You see, faith requires that you're faithful in obscurity. David was faithful a long time before he met Goliath. He was faithful for the bear. He was faithful for the lion. And he was faithful. You know why people leave churches? T.D. Jakes said, T.D. Jakes might be the greatest Pentecostal preacher in the world. And you talk about if you just want to get the word, just listen to the guy. It's just amazing. He said the number one reason why people say they leave his church, and they do by the thousands, they're not getting fed. If you're going to Jakes' church and you're not getting fed, it's because you don't have a mouth. And you have to go somewhere where they intravenously feed you. People don't leave because they're not getting fed. If that was true, every Catholic church would be empty. People leave church because their ego was bruised. That's why people leave church. But David was a man of God because he had faith in obscurity even when he was overlooked by everybody. His own daddy overlooked him. He called all of his brothers up to see if they would be anointed as king and ignored David. But David retained his faith. Can you retain your faith in obscurity when nobody is watching? And better yet, can you Retain your faith when your ego is attacked and bruised and you know you've been overlooked. There was lots of occasions that David could have been used before he killed Goliath, but he was overlooked. But he retained his faith because he said, I hide the word of God in my heart. I hide the word of God in my heart. You realize that partial obedience is not obedience. Partial obedience is disobedience. And so we have to strive to be obedient to the word of God. I've got some remaining fruit. Fruit, when I disobey, I have to go back and renew or fix my disobedience. But the more obedient I can be, the more my faith grows and the more of it I retain. Every one of you in this building would be rich if you had all the money that has passed through your hands. The problem is you didn't retain it. And so now you're not as rich as you would have been. It's not about getting, it's about retaining. And faith is the currency of heaven. We would all be great people of faith if we retained our faith. But the truth is, most of us have not retained our faith because disobedience has been prevalent. And obedience is what causes our faith to remain. And so we have to start over and over and over and over again. But if you get to where you're following the Lord wholly, your faith will remain. And every circumstance and situation that comes against you will be defeated. You know, Becky was teaching, and I'm sure you all have thought of that. Just because I'm the preacher don't mean I get all the original thoughts. Some of you get thoughts I never get. God deals with each one of us. But she was teaching. It was just so simple. I'm thinking, why didn't I ever articulate that or write it down or get it fixed in? And that is, everything is subject to change except the word of God. Now that's profound and simple, and I don't know why that just never ever formulated in my brain until Thursday night while she was teaching. That means when the doctor said you got cancer, cancer is subject to change, but the word of God is not. When the bank says you're overdrawn, that's subject to change, but the word of God is not. When the devil condemns you and says you're a loser, that's subject to change. But the word of God said, I would be the head and not the tail. The word of God is not subject to change, but everything else is. And so when something is not right in your life, you need to get the word of God out with faith and say, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring these two components together. I'm going to bring sickness and the word of God together, and we'll just see which one has to change. And I promise you, folks, the Bible said the word of God shall endure forever. He said, I've exalted my word above my name, because his name wouldn't mean anything if his word were not true. Hallelujah. 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 Friend, I want us to get to a place as a church that our fruit remains, that we stay excited in our faith every day. You know, this world is such a negative place. You know, somebody gets blessed and they say, well, yeah, that was good. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. And some people just live like it's a centipede. They're waiting for all the shoes to drop. Just one after, it's all going to be bad. But when you're a person of faith, you say, wow, I was blessed. Let's see what God is going to do that's better than that one. It gets bigger and it gets better. And God causes you to overcome more and more and more. And your faith is excited. My faith is excited. It's been so exciting the last several weeks that I just can't hardly stand it. You know, I wish we had church every night. I wish we had it two or three times a day. This world is in trouble. They need a church house that is illuminated with the light of God. filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God going forth 24 hours a day, where those that are sick can come in and be healed, where those that are suicidal can find abundant life, where those that are addicted can be delivered, praise God. We need a move of the Holy Ghost in this country like we have never seen, and I believe that it's coming. My faith is excited, but the more I obey the Word of the Lord, the higher my expectation is. Rod Parsley said it first. Expectation is the breeding ground of miracles. I wish I'd have said that first. Creflo said that supernatural is when God just rubs his super on your natural. I wish I'd said that first. Hallelujah, but I'm telling you that when your expectation gets high, it affects your behavior. It affects your behavior. Do you ever wonder why God, how many people know that God's rich? How many people know that God is richer than you are? How many people realize that every diamond that's ever been mined, God made that diamond? How many people realize that all the gold that's been brought to the surface, God made that gold? Does that make you understand that God does not need your $200 tithing check? Well, said, why, if God don't need it, why can't I keep it? Because giving, tithing, and offering is a regular place and a regular time for you to manifest your faith. Because I've never, ever given tithing. Megan, I've given over $1 million. I've never given tithing or offering that I couldn't have done something else with it. I could have always done something else with it. And so every time I give and every time I tithe, I am manifesting faith. My faith says that this is not gone forever. This will return. And when it returns, it will be more than it went out. And there's two things that make self-proclaimed Christians aggravated. When you tell them they ought to tithe, and when you tell them they need to come to church on a regular basis, you will make self-professed Christians mad. And both of those are keys to your faith because they are regular parallels, regular tests of your obedience. And when you come to God's house, you are obeying Him. And when you give and tithe, you are obeying Him. And what it does, it rips the condemnation off of your heart and said, I am obedient to God. And because of that, my relationship and my covenant is not broken, but my covenant is intact with God. So my expectation is that God's going to give me the job, that God's going to open the door, that God's going to cause men to give into my bosom, that God is going to cause it to be pressed down, shaken together, running over, that God's going to make a way where there is no way. God's going to slap some sense into my husband's head. God's going to fix my wife. God's going to take care of my family. God's going to take care of my children. Why? Because my faith remains. My fruit is intact. It has not been aborted because I live in obedience and I walk in faith. And because I walk in faith, I have tremendous expectation. And what God did yesterday was just wonderful and scrumptious. But praise God, what God does today is going to be better than yesterday. And what He'll do tomorrow is going to be better than today.